Okay, let's get started with Sanhedrin Daf Lamed. Sanhedrin Daf Lamed. As we continue the second to last daf here in the third parak of Zeborer, we'll start with the last line of Chavtas Mabes. The last lines, if you remember, we're talking about different issues of Hoda'ah. We have the Machlokas relating to if there are different types of different Hoda'ahs and different events that witnesses witnessed. What? How exactly does it work? That's what we said. Started with the Mishnah about back on Chavtas and Aleph, where we cross-examine the Edim to know exactly that they're telling the truth, and to know exactly that they didn't hear it. It wasn't hearsay. It was serious. It wasn't a joking type of hodah. We had the issue of Mesis yesterday a little bit, and the Nachash. And now we continue on the bottom line. Hahu Odisa, right? There was a certain document of Hoda'ah, da vikasav be duchron piskami, that was written on it words. What is duchron piskami? Rashi on the bottom. Lo ayakasav bazichron edis blashon edim. It wasn't written in the language of edim. Ella blashon zichron dvarim, blashon dayanim. It was in the language of dayanim. But continues the Gemara, v'chal lishnei de beit dina. It all looked like the best in type of language. The problem was there was only two signatures. And it didn't say, well, there was three and then one of them died. Which would give us the impression that really it had been a Beis Din when the event took place, but now it's not, and therefore there are only two of them left. No, it sounds like a Beis Din writing, but, and it looks like a Beis Din writing, but it was only two signatures. So, Savar Ravina Lamemer, Hainu de Reish Lakish, Ravina thought, oh, this is the same thing that Reish Lakish said. What was Reish Lakish? We had that on the end of yesterday's daf. Reish Lakish said, we could have an assumption, Chazaka, Eina Edom Chosman al Ashtar, Elam Kei Nasa Gadol. We could assume that if Edom signed on Ashtar, we could assume that everything was done b'kashrus. Edom wouldn't have signed on the shtar unless it was done properly and the people were old enough, v'chulu. So here too, right? This must be, this is exactly what like Reish Lakish says, right? Rashi expands and applies the principle. Second line on top. Da'amar chazaka ein bezden kosin shtar ela kedasu kahalacha. It must be there were three. It says Bezdin, and they wrote it as a Bezdin. Nobody, they didn't have a Bezdin that didn't have three people. But they forgot to write, but most of Tlas Avina, and you could assume that this is kosher. I disagree, says the Rasa Bar-Ami, right? We're Choshesh for Bezdin Toen. Maybe Bezdin made a mistake, and therefore, maybe it was only two. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ikasav Ba Beidina Sulotzarech. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, okay, if it doesn't say Beis Din, they just wrote it in the language, but if it says Beis Dina, everyone knows that you need three for a Beis Din. Everyone knows that. Even if you want to say, like we had earlier, about a Yachin Mumche, but he's not called a Beis Din. A Yachin Mumche has the ability to judge, but he's not called a Beis Din. So if it says Beis Din, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, then you can for sure not worry about Beis Din Toen. Says the Gemara V'Dilma Beis HaChatzafu. What do you mean? Didn't we have earlier Beis Din Chatzuf, a Beis Din that is less than three? We discussed back on Daf Gimel where the word Chatzuf comes from. If you remember the Rashi, there we had back on Daf Gimel Amin Aleph, where he describes what the word Chatzuf means. Sha'avru al takanis chachamim. They violated the Din Drabanan that you always need three. That's Chatzuf, says Rashi. The Shram Sian and Balacha here discussed, also there on Daf Gimel discussed. But maybe it was two. Da'amar Shemuel Shayim Shadonu Dinei and Din, El Shenku Beis Chatzuf. So maybe it was only two. So how can we assume it was automatically three? Just because it says that maybe it was only two. Answer, Dekasav Bey, Beidina Dravana Ashi. It says the Beis Din of Ravana Ashi. They for sure know. The Beis Din of Rav Ashi for sure knows that you need three. They wouldn't have done like Shmuel, a Beis Din Chatzuf. The Dilma Rabbanan de Bei Rav Ashi Kishmuel Sfir Lei, why? What do you say that? Maybe the Rabbanan and Rav Ashi's Beis Din would hold like Shmuel. No. The answer is the Kasev Behu V'Amalan Ravana Ashi. It's not only the Beis Din, like Rav Ashi is like the supreme, the Supreme Court, the Supreme Justice, and he has various Bati Dinim. Rav Ashi himself V'Amalan Ravana Ashi. Rashi, crucial Shas Rashi, right here, an underline Rashi, fourth line. V'Amalan Ravana Ashi Lichtov Kach. The document says that Rav Ashi gave us instructions to write this. Tekiva to who I asham mistama lotziva lafachos mishlosha lichtov. Obviously, he didn't have anything less than three. And here Rashi says, "Vahai de nakad Rav Ashi." Why Rav Ashi? Why was that the ukimta? Why is that he the one that's chosen? Lafisha beis dino haya rosh b'yemei Ravina v'shneim sidru gemara shel Talmud Bavli. Here it is. Rashi says, Ravina and Rav Ashi. Why Rav Ashi? Because he was the end. He was the Mesader. He and Ravina put together the Gemara, the Talmud Bavli. Kidamrina Hasan, like it says in the end, the Peivav in Bamitzia. Out of context, but the Gemara has the line, Rav Ashi Ravina. It's Ravina Rav Ashi over there. Sof Hora'a. They're the end of Psak. And in their days, these were said, and it was Hukva in the Gemara. They put it together. So if Rav Ashi says something, then you know it has special authority, and therefore, says the Gemara, that for sure we could assume that they did the right thing, and there were three, and in that way, we don't have to worry about a Bezdin towing. Says the that's Rashi. So obviously, this relates to the sugya that we've discussed many times in the past. And that is the sugya of the Chasimas HaMishnah, the Ksivas HaMishnah, the Chasimas HaTalmud. Does that represent a certain level of authority in the Mesorah of Halacha? So we've discussed the Mishnah in the past at length. We're not going to get to that so much right now because here we're talking about at least the Gemara. But we have to talk about this Rashi and Ravina and Ravashi Sofarah, who quotes this. So if you remember, we've discussed that the Vilna Gaon quotes this on Chosha Mishpat in Simen Chafei, where the Ramah, in Chosha Mishpat, Simen Chafei discusses who one is allowed to argue on and who not. So the Shulchan Aruch here, Chafei Aleph, Kol Dayan, in the context of making mistakes, Kol Dayan Shadon Dini Mamanis V'Ta'a, and the Gemara, this is the Shulchan Aruch about the chiluk between Ta'a B'Dvar Mishnah and Ta'a B'Shikol Adas. If you made a mistake about Gluyim, Im Ta'a B'Dvar Ma Gluyim V'Hayiduim, if he makes a mistake about something obvious, if you go on Dinim Mefurash and Bemishno Begemara with the Rav Poskim, Choser Adin Badanin Oso Kalacha. If there's something Mefurish and the Dayan and the Rav makes a total mistake, then it's not a Din. It doesn't have the halachic status of a Psak. Ramah. Miyu Yesh Omrim. Dim Nire Le Dayan Ulubene Doro. Mikach Rayos Mukrachos. If it appears to a judge and those of his generation through clear cut proofs, She'ein Adin Kamoshahuskar Beposkim, Yochalach Lokalav. You're allowed to argue on the poskim why, adds in the Ramah four more words. Me'achar, she'no niskar b'gemara. If you're not arguing on the Gemara, then even you shouldn't go out on a limb, it's not a good idea to argue on the Gemara, but if from Rayos Mechrachos one feels that they're going to argue on a Rishon, on an Achron, if somebody has that, mentality, then me'ikar adin, they can. Where does this come from? And the Vilna Gaon himself did this often. He'll go paskin like a Gemara against everybody. Says the Gra right there in Chosha Mishpat. Di ala Gemara, ein rishus lahosif alo legroa. Because the Gemara, you can't add on, you can't take away, right? This week's Parsha, baltosif baltigra. Yet applies to the Gemara. Kol shekein lachlok, kemo shekasa beperek apolim, Ravina v'Ravashi sof hora. That's that Gemara, what Rashi quotes here. Again, Rav Ashi, Ravina, when they put together, yes, the Mishnah might have had a special status, but the Gemara also as well, obviously has a special status. And there are a number of other sources related to this, the Noda Behuda, which we quote in the past, in Evan Ezer, Simen Ayin Tes, in Madura Tinyana, where he was asked a question about somebody who was going out with somebody. His daughter has the same name as the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law, the father-in-law and the son-in-law, and we know from Rabbi Yehuda Chassid that that's not a good idea, so should I break up the shidduch? And that's where the Noda Behuda writes, famously, Da Talmidi HaChaviv Yudvar Malalu Chakugam Aluach Libecha. Remember what I'm going to say. Lezichron Achlal Agadol. She'ein Lokol Chachamim She'achar HaTalmud Rishus Lomar Dover Neged HaTalmud. You can't argue on the Gemara. It's Asur. V'ha Omer Dover Lister Kutso Yud Midivri HaTalmud Lo Yechashiv Bechal Chachma Yisrael. If I say something against the Gemara, I'm not one of the Baalei HaMesorah. So if we find one of the Baalei HaMesorah who does this, we have one of two choices. If we have one great rabbi who's known for Torah and Chassidus, that his Soser Divrei HaTalmud, we have two choices. Either to say he's a charlatan, to say that he's not really one of the Baalei Mesorah, or to say that somehow he didn't really mean it. And somehow his words were taken out of context. Somehow his words were not meant for Psak Halacha. So, We come to the Tzavah of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, one of the Bali HaTosfos. He says things that are mamish against the Gemara. He said it's also to marry your niece. The Gemara says there's a mitzvah to marry your niece. He says two brothers can't marry two sisters. The Gemara talks about Rav Papa and his sons. Right? He quotes other examples. He gives four or five examples. So what are we supposed to do here? So that's where the Nodbi Yehuda says it must be that he only said these things not for halacha, normative practice for all of Klal Yisrael, but he said this for his family. He saw a Beruah Kodesh that the Zivugim from his family wouldn't be Olam Yafeh, you know, with these type of Zivugim. But he did not mean it for Klal Yisrael. Ki achasid lezaro acharob, sivu ledore doros, ki ra beruach hakodesh azaro lo yatzliach bezivugim ke'ele, ubazeinu sozit every atal. But he's not saying this is halacha. He's saying, I'm telling my kids not to do this. But other than that, it's not halacha, and that's what, again, he says, you can't argue on the Gemara. So we have the halachic stage of the Mishnah, which we've discussed in the past. Reb Chaim quoted in the Reb Chanan, the last piece of Reb Chanan, the last couple of pages in Baba Basra, we discussed that in terms of the Mishnah, the Rambam and Hilchas Mamrim, and others that argue on him, but this is the Gemara. The Gemara, we also discussed, the last time we discussed this, and then we will continue. The last time we discussed this was just back in the first parak. If we remember when we spoke about Ta'a v'damar Mishnah, Ta'a b'shikol adas, what exactly is a mistake, and we discussed that the Rush discusses, what about the Gaonim? Is that a stage of the Misora? If all the Gaonim say something, so is that also considered Mefurish? Does that have the status of Gemara, or something similar to the Gemara? So that's what the Rush quotes from the Ravid and the Balamar. That's the context is in the fourth parak. The fourth parak, parak Dalet Simin Vav, that's where the Rush quotes this machlokas between the Balamar and the Ravid. Umasha pasku agaonim achar stimas hashas midas machras v'lo me'alacha b'ru p'sukam enashas kesugin da'alma have umadatoy beitoy b'shikol adas v'lo b'dvar Mishnah. The Balamar says, no, the Gaonim are not the Gemara. And the Ravid argues, Evachulu, and that's, but again, each stage of the Misora, we have this discussion, but here, this is a basic defining Shas Rashi, where he discusses, why does the Gemara here say Ravashi? Because he is the Baal HaMisora that put together the Gemara, and obviously there's a lot to talk about here. Just one final point, which we don't usually mention when the Sugi comes up, but it's right here, the Magalias Hayam makes this Ha'ara. He says, we know that Ravina and Ravashi put together the Gemara, while Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put together the Mishnah. But it wasn't just him. He says, Shekal echad mi denachto da'alu hayu kishnayim. Really, there were two in each, the Mishnah and the Gemara. Hine, and this is a classic scholarly thought by the Magalias Hayam. He not only knows all of Shas and Poskim, but he's also a scholar. Hani kol chacham shelo yatza migvol arzo, hayu biyada rakashmuos haravachas ba'arzohu. If somebody is in their country and they've only learned Torah in their country, so they're somewhat limited. If somebody's learned in two different places, then they're a little broader in terms of their derachim that they have incorporated in their Torah learning. Umin shmaya hesibu shebesider hamishnah min hashamayim. Hashem was mesader. So in the times of the Mishnah, bizman Rebbe ubesider tamuda didon hishtatzvu gedolei shnei amerkazim yachad. A great leader from Eretz Yisrael and a great leader of Bavel, the two great Torah centers of the time, got together, two great people got together to have the Hashkacha Miuchedes Shebimifalosh Rabbeinu HaKadosh Parichas HaMishnah Yikach Chelek Rabbi Nassan HaBavli Ubechasimas HaTalmud BeBavel Al Yidei Ravashi Yishtatev Ravina HaEretz Yisraeli, who came from Eretz Yisrael. V'hu shehevi kol ha-shmuos v'achros shal b'nei ma'arav al-achra ha-achrona b'misifta d'Ravashi. Kasher Rebbe v'Rav Nassan sof Mishnah kach Rav Ashi v'Ravina sof Horah. U'bazeh yipi koach Mishnaso, and this gives it the power, Yishlam yipi koach Klal Yisrael. Because these were the two centers, and they brought it together. V'lachein hukva ha-alacha ka-talmud bavli k'mo she-uchra me'oz k'beis hillel ha-bavli sh'yishonu kol ha-deos v'sham herachti. V'chulu, and he continues. Fascinating ha'ara from the Margolias Hayam. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, fourth to last line, Tanu Rabbanan. Says the Gemara. Amar lahen echad ani ra'isi avichem. So now we get to other ways that people will know that they know money. Amar lahen. I saw your father. A man says to some yarshim, a person died. Somebody goes over to his children. I saw your father. I saw him hide money in a certain box in a certain tower. And he said to me, Yeah, they belong to so-and-so. Shall Meiser Shani Hain. They're Meiser Shani money. So is he believed? And they go there and they search under the tree and sure enough, there's the money there. So do they have to trust this guy? But bias law maklum. If it was in a place where the guy couldn't have gotten the money himself, then you don't have to believe him. Because what was this guy saying? Something. Okay, but so what? He's one aid. But if it's in a place where he could have gotten it, then it's biyado. He could have taken it himself. So he's believed to say, biyado is a certain type of ne'emanus, and therefore dvar av kayamin, klalosho davar. And to generalize this, kol she biyado litzlan dvar av kayamin, if it's in his control to take it, his words are makuyam, and we trust, ein biyado litzlan, lo amar klum. But if it's from private, he couldn't have gotten it, then maybe he's making up the whole story, or he saw it, and therefore he is not believed. The Meiri here just notes, why isn't he be believed? Don't we hold of Eidechanem of Isurin? Right, Eidechanem of Isurin. So why isn't he believed to say it's Meiser Sheni money? Right, Eidechad is not trying to be Motzi Mammon from Reuven to Shimon. Why isn't he believed? Says the Meiri, V'yafal bish Eidechanem of Isurin, Dafka lahakel, avalahachmir lo. Says the Meiri, imagine if we held that let's say I don't like you. I could go over to your house and say about all your meat in your refrigerator. Oh, it's treif. Oh, it came from a treifa. Eidechanem of Yisrael doesn't apply always, especially having other people's, we trusted lahakel. Avalach meloshim kainari kolecha yochol lesser koma shabiyat chadero besada ho vahayaze yochol litzlon meachshav lidam lo so shemeya chain shalom. There has to be obviously certain limitations on the principle of Eidechanem on Yisrael. So it's believed where it was biyado, but if it's not biyado, then there are definitely limits. Or continues the Tosefta, continues the Brisa. Hare Sharawas Avian Shit bin Mos Besheda Teva Umigdal. If they saw their father, Shehit bin Mos Besheda Teva Umigdal, Amr, and he said, the father said, Shaploni Angel Miser Shani Hain. So now it's not somebody else, but it's the father himself saying it. So Im Kemoser Dvarav, if he's serious, he's like giving them certain important information, Dvarav Kayamin. So then his words are Makuya, fine, and they have to give it to so and so. Im Kemarim, but if it's just like tricking, that he just doesn't want his sons to take the money now, and he's just trying to get them away, so lo amar klum, then you don't have to, then you don't trust him. Good. Another hosafa on this, says the Agos HaShri right here, on the father hiding money. The only discussion here is where he's hiding it in a place where it's Meshumar, a Makam HaMeshumar. Right, if it's not Meshumar, my risha hitamin b'makam HaMeshtamer, the ilav hachi aveda midasi. If he just puts it somewhere where it's totally hefker, then there's nothing to talk about. Then they can take whatever they want. That's an aveda midas. So, says the Hagos HaShri, it must be that here he's hiding it in a place which is somewhat Meshumar. Remember the machlokas we mentioned back in Baba Kama, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur about aveda midas. What's an aveda midas? I put something out in the street and anybody could take it. That's an aveda midas. What's the halacha about aveda midas? The pashtus of aveda midas is that it's hefker. That's what the Tur says. If I put my gold watch in the street willingly, and I know I'm putting it there in a place that's public and anybody can take it, and I leave it there, it's hefker, I'm allowed to take it. That's the pashtus. But the Rambam has a different sheet. The Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila says aveda midas does not mean it's hefker. It just means there's no chiyuv hashava. You put it there, I don't have to return it to you, but it doesn't mean that I'm allowed to take it. So that's a machlokes we discussed back in Baba Kama. The Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud and Yud Beis, says the Rambam, Hama'abed Mamona Ladas, Ein Niskakin Lo. You don't have to give it back. Ketzad, Hiniach Paraso Berefes, She'ein La Delet, V'lo Kashra, V'halach Lo, Hishlach Kisa B'shez Rabim, I throw my wallet into the street, V'halach Lo, V'chok HaYosib Azeh, Hare Ibeid Mamona Ladaito, I've lost my money. V'afalpi, he says it Beferish, V'afalpi Sha'asr L'ro Edov Arzeh Lito La'atzmo, I'm not allowed to take it. You weren't mafkirit, you just did something silly and foolish. Ain't ozakah glahachzir, but I don't have to return it. Should ever asher tovad pratlam abid ladaito. So the Rambam has a more limited view of what aveda midas is, but that's what the Agos HaShri here says. It can't be a case of aveda midas. Part 2 of the Tosefta. Now we're up to part 3, fourth wide line. Harei shayim itztar al moshe niach lo aviv. A person is, in pain. He can't find. His father left him money, and he has no idea where the money is. So all of a sudden, Uba Baal HaChalom, the Baal HaChalom comes, the master of dreams. Who's the Baal HaChalom? Rashi. Sar Hamare Chalomos Balayla. The angel that is commanded on dreams. The angel who sends dreams. The Baal HaChalom. Baal HaChalom. Right elsewhere, Rashi in Brachas says, maybe it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, who the Baal HaChalom is, but either way, he has a dream. V'yomarlo, kach v'kachen, this is how much money there is. B'malka ploni, hei shal maiser sheni hein. Right, and it's maiser sheni money. I'll tell you where it is, but it's maiser sheni money. Zehaya, and it happened. He found the money where it was, what he saw, what we saw in a dream. Do you have to trust that it's maiser sheni money? Zehaya maisa, it happened. V'amru, and the Chachamim said, divrei chalomos lomalin v'lo maridin. The words of dreams are meaningless. Lomal lomaridin. Rashi v'yachol lohotziam bimkomam. Take it, use it. You don't have to worry about Maaser Sheni. You can use it. This Gemara goes with many other sources, a number of Gemaras, but many discussions of the Rishonim. We've also touched on this in the past. Paskening based on a dream. Paskening on based on anything other than figuring out the sugya. Paskening based on heavenly signs. Right, halachic autonomy versus signs from heaven. The Loba Shemayim, right, the Bamatsiya Nuntes, the Tanur Shalachnoi, right, and Rabbi Yeshua stands up and says, Loba Shemayim, I don't care that halacha grab a lazar. Right, that's related to the same idea. Are you machalik between a baskol and a dream? Which is better? Is a dream better than a baskol? Is a baskol better than a dream? Remember, we had baskol earlier, the Tosfos and Shas that discuss what a baskol is. That was earlier, we had that. Why it's called a baskol, because it's like an echo. We had that earlier when we had the baskol that goes out, the top Tosfos, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Tosfos says it's called a baskol because it's like an echo from an echo. We discussed there different levels of heavenly intervention. But here we have a dream, and the Gemara says, don't worry about it. You don't have to assume it's Maaser Sheni. It's not 100% clear because we know there are various stories and sources in the Rishonim, that sometimes they do see the Baskin like based on a dream. Again, not to go through all of them again, but remember the once we had one Agos Hashri, we can mention the other one. Agos Hashri in Maseches Avodah Zarah, the sugya of Barbuta. Agos Hashri in the second paragraph of Avodah Zarah. The Rashbam quotes Rabbeinu Shlomo, Dahainu Dagtar Shakorin Barbuta. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Amar, Kol Mi Sheyochol Barbuta Lo Yizke Lechol of Yasa. Excuse me. Whoever eats the barbuta fish will not eat from the Leviathan. Upam achas, hitiru Rabbeinu Ephraim. One time Rabbeinu Ephraim said aloud the barbuta, he paskin its mutter. The amru lo bachalom, he saw in a dream that night, shehitir shratzim. He saw in a dream that he was a waiter in a restaurant and he was giving people shratzim to eat. V'chazar bo v'asro. And he got up and he, oh my gosh, I can't believe this, and he took back his psak. Look based on the dream. So do we take heavenly signs or not? Or the story they say over from the Gra. The Gra tried to start Berachas Kohanim a number of times in Vilna, and each time he wanted to start, one time the Torah was stolen, one time there was a fire, one time somebody went to jail. Many, many various stories like that. Chassam Sofer, they quote a story that he paskined that if somebody sleeps a Shenas Keva, so that takes the place of waiting 6 hours. So even if it's less than 6 hours, you could have your cup of coffee with milk in the morning if you had fleishiks right before. Right? Less than 6 hours. Shenas Keva is substitute. And after he gave that psak, the story goes that he woke up in the morning and poured himself a burning piping hat of coffee and he spilled it all over himself. And he took it as a simon that, you know, must not be the correct psak. So all these stories, is it simon min hashamayim? So there are different ways of understanding all of these stories. Some say, yeah, simon min hashamayim. Others, Rav Sternbach, I think, has a tshuva where he says, no, they took it as a simon to re-research the sugya. And when they re-researched the sugya, they saw it wasn't so clear. And therefore, they retracted, so to speak. It still says that they took the simon for something. Either way, this is an interesting, fascinating topic that comes up in many places. Baskols and dreams. Right, the Chashukei Chemed here. I think we discussed this in a parsha shir a number of years ago. Somebody's supposed to go on a flight. And they have a dream, and their father, who had already passed on, comes to him in a dream and says, don't go on the flight! So, do they have to trust their father coming to save them from something terrible? Or not? And he would obviously lose money if he has to cancel the flight. So what do you say? So, the first line in the Chashukei Chemed says it all. Matzinu b'shas sugyas sosros. You find contradictory sugyas. Contradictory sugyas and contradictions that are shown him. How much weight do we give to dreams or not? Is it Kei Nevua? You know, will Hatavas Chalom help? Either way, this is an important topic that is discussed here, part of issues of independence in Psak and heavenly signs. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Shnayim Omrim Zakei V'Chulu. Says the Gemara. So the Mishnah said, right, going back, right, if two Zakei, two against one, majority always wins, unless, of course, there's any Odea. So, Mechtav Hechi Kasvi. So, if they would write the Psak, What would the psak say? And remember, the Mishnah said that the dayanim are not allowed to come out and say, well, I would have voted this way, but I was outvoted. That's usher to do. But what if it's written? So, mikla bevi kasvi, Rabbi Yochanan amar, zakai. Rish Lakish amar, ploni uploni mezakin. And you leave the ples blank, or the side it says a ploni mechayiv. Meaning Rish Lakish says you could write it, even though you can't say it. Rabbi Elazar amar, mi divrehem nizdake ploni. From the words of the judges, which means to say wasn't unanimous, nizdake ploni, ploni was nizdake. Ploni was innocent. My bad, what's the nafkamina between them? Ike benayu, lishlume inyu, manta bahdayu. The one that was outvoted, if it came out that they made a mistake, the two judges that won, if they made a mistake, does the third judge have to also chip in? Lishlume iyu, manta bahdayu. So the Lamanta Amar Zakai, if it's a one composite psak, Zakai, the judges said innocent Mishalim, even if he was outvoted, still he's part of the best and he has to pay. Lamanta Amar Ploni Ploni Mazakan Ploni Ploni Mechayvin Lo Mishalim, and if they specify that he didn't make the mistake, he doesn't have to pay. Lamanta Amar Zakai Mishalim. But one second, according to the one who says Zakai, even if he says Zakai, he has to pay, even though he was outvoted. Leimalu, why can he tell them Iladiditzai Sisun Atunami Lo Shalmitun? Why should I have to pay? I said the right psak. If you guys had listened to me, you wouldn't have to pay. You made a mistake. Ella, says the Gemara, okay, that's not the nafkamina. Ike benayu, lishlume inu manta dide. Do they have to pay his portion? He for sure doesn't have to pay, because he gave the right psak. Do they have to pay his portion? Lamanda amar zakai mishalmi. If you say zakai, yes, because it was one composite psak, and they were the authors of. Ploni ploni mezakin, ploni ploni mechayvin, lo mishalmi. But if they specify they don't have to pay his portion. And the baldava loses, what can you do? According to one that says, zakai mishalmi, velemule ilav at ba'adon, lo avi solatina bidi. You want to say that they pay his portion, but they could tell him, if you weren't with us, we wouldn't have even had a bezdin anyway. So your presence contributed to the decision, so we shouldn't have to pay your psak, your half. So, you're right, none of these nafkaminas halachically hold true. Ela'ike b'inayu, mishum lo selich, rachil ba'amecha. The difference is rachilus, meaning do you specify who was outvoted? Rabbi Yochanan amar zakai, Rabbi Yochanan says, you cannot let people know who gave what psak. Right, we discussed this on the last daf. Right, it's not like the Supreme Court, the majority opinion, the minority opinion. No, Bezdin is a unit, and therefore, lo selich, rachil. Rish Lakish amar, ploni ploni mezakin, ploni ploni mechayfin. Why? Mishum demechzi kishikra. Usually there's an Isra idea of rechilus. Obviously, Rish Lakish agrees. There's an akatsav of rechilus. But here there's counter pressure. If they say innocent, that might give the impression that everybody thought he was innocent. And you don't want to give that impression. That's why you have to specify. You have to specify there. Tosfos, umishum lo selech rachil einkan. And there's also lo selech rachil. Doesn't explain. Why isn't there lo selech rachil here? He just says, there's no lo selech rachil. It must be because there's counter pressure. Lo selech rachil is where there's no purpose. And it's totally just for reasons that, you know, that cannot be justified halachically. But if there is a reason, so then we would say that it is allowed. Says the, I'll just find the line in the Chiddush Aran also expands on this. He also says, also what Tosva says, that they shouldn't specify. They kind of said what Tosva says. He said, "How can it be a rachil?" Yishlomet l'amr shasein elosh lo yachzik adayin tovel atzmo b'fnei abaldin shezo vada in rachilus. Avakosha, like the guy shouldn't be proud and say, "Yeah, well, I could have done it. If it was up to me, you would have been saved." He can't have an attitude like that. Avakan shekosven es adin lafi tumam efshar sheim b'zeim shalom selech rachil dechshash demechzi keshikra. That's the line, right? There's counter pressure, the Ron explains. And therefore, that's why it wouldn't be Nechshav Lo Selech Rachel. Rebbe Lazar, and what about Rebbe Lazar, who says the middle one, Mi Divrei Nizdake Ploni, Islei Demar Vislei Demar. He holds of both concerns. He doesn't want to say, give off the impression that it was unanimous, but you also can't divulge who said what. You just say, you know, from the Psak, give this. Hilkach kasviachi midevrem nizdake ploni. That's what you write, this middle type of answer. Okay, continuing. Gamru es hadavar hayu machlis nechulu. Once they finish the masa umatan, then they bring everybody back in. As we know, gamru asadava, they bring back the eidim, they bring back all the people, and they make the announcement. Laman. So who are we talking about? Ilema the bali dinim. If you say the bali dinim are brought back in, hasam kaimi. They're there, right? Where there? What? Where they go? The Ron says they weren't mamish there, because then they would overhear what the dayanim are talking about. Maybe they're on the other side of the room, out of earshot. They couldn't hear the discussion, but they were still in the room. So who was brought back in? Ella la'edim. It must be the edim were brought back in. Kema delok Rabbi Nasan. And if this is true, then who is this like? This would be against Rabbi Nasan. Why? The Tanya as follows. La'olam ene dusa mitstarefes at yushneim ke'achod. The Tanakama holds that edus is only mitstare if they have to see the same event, as we will see. Rabbi Shua ben Karchomer, no, afilu bazacherze, even one after another, as we have, and we know, hodah achar hodah. Right, that, as we said, they say, I saw Reuven Len Shimon today, and I saw Reuven Shimon Lemon tomorrow. They can be mitzarif, right, because they both are testifying on a chiyuv. But that machlokas is not related to us. We're interested in the second one right now. They have to testify together. Not only do they have to see together, they have to testify together. That's when it's miskayim bebezdin. Rashi, v'stamehi, v'lokim shum karcha. Right, Rashi is pointing out there's two separate machlokos here. Right, this is the Tanakama. And Rabbi Nasan argues on that. Rabbi Nasan Omar, shomin dvarav shalzeh hayom, shevachar elamachar, shomin dvarav. Somebody could testify today, and in 2 days from now, you could have his friend come. So according to Rabbi Nasan, you clearly don't have to have them back. Right, so that's the Mishnah. If you say it's the Aden that will bring him back in, so then it's against Rabbi Nasan. So where it says lo, we'd rather not say, we'd rather not box ourselves off to say that it's only according to one shita, lo 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 the bali dinim. Maybe it's the bali dinim that are brought back in. Rabbi Nechemya he, and it's like Rabbi Nechemya the Tanya. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, kacha yu minhagat shal nekiyei hadas b'Yerushalayim. What does Rabbi Nechemya say? The nekiyei hadas, right? This is the second time in this parak already that we have nekiyei hadas. Remember back on the first daf of the parak, chav gimel and aleph, we have the nekiyei hadas that only signed shtaris with who they knew, and they only sat in Besdin with who they knew, they only ate meals with who they knew. So here also, the Nekiyei Hadas did the following. Machnisin labalei dinim, v'shomin divrehim. U'machnisin asa'edim, v'shomin divrehim. U'motin asan lachutz, v'nosim v'nosim b'davar. Right, Rabbi Nechemya says, you brought the balei dinim are also put outside. And therefore, the Mishnah could be like that. V'atanya gamar atadavar machnisin asa'edim. I don't we have a brice that says the edim are the ones that are brought back in, not the balei dinim? Ahidolok Rabbi Nasan. So that brice is obviously against Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Nasan says one person could testify today and then go home. So he's not coming back in. So you're right, that last brisa is like Rabbi Nasan. Period. Once we brought up this brisa, though, with Rabbi Nasan and Rabbi Shimon Karcha, so we spent some time talking about these two machlokos. Again, do you have to see the same thing? Do you have to testify the same time? Gufa. First, the first one. Right, they have to see the same. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omer, afilu bazeh charzeh. No, even one after another, bazeh charzeh, even two different loans they could testify about. So what's the root of the machlokas? It could be explained based on a pasuk. It could be explained based on a svara. Yibayisem a svara. Amana to kamasid high, lo kamasid high. Umana to kamasid high, lo kamasid high. The Tanakama holds it can't be mitzarif. Two of them come to court. One of them says, I saw Reuven Len Shimon money on Tuesday. One says, I saw Reuven Len Shimon money on Thursday. How could they combine? They're testifying about two different obligations. So they're not combinable. So therefore, you don't accept their testimony. Ve'idach, but what does Rabbi Shua ben Karcha hold? No. Amana ba'alma trevayakum asadi. They're both saying that Reuven owes Shimon money. That's good enough. You don't have to be as specific in Dine Mamanis. They don't have to testify about the same event, just about the same obligation. Another say no, it's based on the pasuk, not a svara dichsiv. V'hu eid o ra'a o yada. The pasuk says in the end of Parshas Vayikra, he knows testimony. O ra'a o yada. V'tanya mimashva shenemar lo yakum eid eini yodeshu echad. One aid can't get up. I know he's one. Matam alomar echad. Why did it say lo yakum aid echad? Zebanav is to teach us a general rule. Kamakam shnemar aid harei kan shnayim. Aid always means two. Achi yifar elucha kasav echad. Until it says one. That's why it says aid echad, because just aid would have meant two. V'afke rachmana b'loshan chad. So why does the Torah say it as one though? L'meimar adachazi travayu kechad. It uses the word aid in the singular to mean a dim. Why? To teach me, you have to see it together. Travayu kechad. The idach and the other opinion. B'shu ben karachav. Who aid ora oyadami kamakom? No. If they know, if they see, that's all that's needed. So they argue based on psukim. Right. Again, the Gemara here equalizes, so to speak, a pasuk and a svara. Doesn't say that one's better than the other. Right. Maybe it could be a pasuk. Maybe it could be a svara. The machlokas, as if they're equal footing. You can, it's just as strong for us to explain it based on svara and based on a pasuk. We've discussed often in the past. What about a source for something? This is about an akudas amachlokas. What about a source for a halacha? Svara, there are a number of gemaras that is tell us, svara is on the level of a daraisa. Svara is on the level of a daraisa. The gemara says, lamali kras svarahu, by hamos mechavir olav araya, in Baba Kama. Or in Ksubis, about the pesha asar. What do we need a pasuk for? It's a svara. So we know sometimes Svara is on the level of Daraisa. We always like to quote the Pnei Yeshua also. Pnei Yeshua in the beginning of the sixth parak in Brachas is bothered, and he even argues, Halacha L'maisa. He says the source for Birchas Hanenin is Svara. Right? How could you steal from God? You have to ask permission. So we pask in Birchas Hanenin or Darabanan. So the Pnei Yeshua is very bothered. He said if Svara is on the level of Daraisa, so you should say Birchas Hanenin or Daraisa. And even if you say that, you can still say Savik Brachas L'Hakel. That doesn't have to be based on Savik Darabanan. You could say this part of the din, because there's a chumra of Shem Shamayim Levatala built into the svara of Brachas Daraisa. Could be that you don't do it b'makom safik. But that's the svara and psukim could be on the same strength, and you get that impression also from the Gemara here, that two different ways of explaining the machlokas. Good, that's the first machlokas. Next, also, not only do they have to testify about the same event, but they have to testify at the same time. Rabbi Nasan Omer, no. Shomen dvarav shel zeh hayom, ukshiyav chaver lamachar shomen dvarav. Oh, you could hear you're from one today and one tomorrow. No problem. But my command flugi again, Ibai Sema Svara, Ibai Sema Kra. Here it's flipped. Ibai Sema Svara, Mar Savar, Eid Echad, Ki Asi, Lushvua Asi, Lamamona Lo Asi. One opinion says one aid is only Kam Lushvua. One aid cannot be Kam Lamamon. And we discussed that also earlier in this parak about the status of an Eid Echad. So says the that's one opinion, right? He's not machayev money, and therefore, when each testifies separately, they can't combine. The idach ato kiyasu bahadi adadi bechad puma kamasadi. What? Even if they come together, are they one mouth? They're not one mouth. Elements are finalu. They speak one after another, right? But we still combine them. So achanami l'tzrafinu. See, even if they're 2 days apart, they also can be mitzarif them. After all, they're not actually talking mamish at the same time. That's svara. Yibayi say makra, or it's based on a pasuk. Imlo yagid v'nasa avono. That's the makar for giving the mitzvah of a giving edus. If I refuse to give edus and it causes somebody a financial loss, I'm chayev, or I'm chayev a karban. Imlo yagid v'nasa avono, I will bear the sin. And what's the basis of the machlokes? Udekule alma karabanan de pligia le de Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. And everybody, assuming here, everybody holds like the rabbanan of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, meaning you have to see the same event. And the machlokes is, do you compare the Haggadah to the Re'iyah? V'hacha v'akushi Haggadah l'Re'iyah k'miflagi. And the machlokes is, do you compare the Haggadah to the Re'iyah? Mar sover makshinan Haggadah l'Re'iyah, or mar sover lo makshinan. So the assumption, the second way to explain the machlokas is that everybody agrees that, like the Rabban of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, but the machlokas is you compare the Eidus to the seeing itself. Interesting discussion in Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, we know. What does the Gemara say here? So even according to the Machmer Shita, the Eidim have to come together. What does that mean? One after another. At the language of the Gemara, they don't testify together, mamish. So that relates to something that we do on Friday night. We know that we say Vayechulu after the Amida on Friday night. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Samaches, Chozrim Lomar Vayechulu. You say Vayechulu. We just said Vayechulu in the Amida. What do you have to say Vayechulu again? Why? Because of Yontif Shachal Yas B'Shabbos, when you don't say Vayechulu. So because twice a year you don't say Vayechulu in Amida, that's why every Shabbos of the year you have to say Vayechulu. V'gan lohotzi mi she'ni yodea. V'omer maso b'kol ram umu umad. And we say it b'kol ram, we say it out loud, umu umad, and we say it standing. Why do we have to say Vayechulu standing? Says the Magen Avram, Mipnei shoha'edim tzrichin lohayed biyachad. Ume umad, edim, have to stand. Olafichach sarcha yamdu, vayomer oso biyachad. And you say it together, you have to say it together. That's what the Magen Avram says, and that's what the he quotes this from the tour. And then he says, v'tzarachi, the v'choshem mishpat, simichav chas kasat, to call aid, omer bifnei atzmo. Right? We always know, we know this, how this Magen Avram, oh, you have to wait for somebody to say it, you can say vayechulu with somebody else. Because it's Eidus. Eidus? Real Eidus doesn't require that. Real Eidus says one after another. So what do we do Friday night? We wait. There's even a machlokas, the Bir Halacha says, that maybe you should even speed up your Friday night Shmon Esri a little bit, the Amida, to be able to say it with others. And the Chazon says, don't speed it up. That's a chumrah. It's a chumrah to say it with somebody else. But the davening with Kavana? But either way, he asked the Magen Avram. It says over there you don't have to say it actually together. V'tzarach lomar kamosha kasav hasma. Wow, a huge chiddush. The Sma and Choshim Mishpat says, no, the Edim do say it exactly at the same time. And then they say it one after another. We don't paskin like that. It's unclear exactly what he means. But if you look at the Machzor HaShekel on the bottom, who's known for explaining the Magen Avraham, says the Machzor HaShekel, yes, we usually say you don't need it together. But says the Machzor HaShekel, V'yavagav the kaim l'abedini mamanis krevi nasan, mikom akom, be'eduseinu shenogea lechvodo yisbarach. This isn't just edus. This is edus on my sabratius. This isn't just edus about Reuven owes Shimon money. So that type of edus, machmirim latzeis af alibi de tanakam at shechem lord yachad. You go above and beyond. You go above and beyond this type of edus, and that's why we do what we do what we do. Okay, moving right along. Says the Gemara, fourth line. Reb Shimon ben Al-Yakim, havi mishtaket ala Reb Yossi ber Chanina l'mispachet. Right, he was trying to get him to give smicha. V'locha mistaya mil says, we had earlier, right, he saw it wasn't working. He couldn't get him he couldn't give him smicha. Yom achad havi Yosef kamed Reb Yochanan. One day he was sitting in front of Reb Yochanan. Omar lehu. Reb Yochanan asked his Talmidim, mi ika diyada halacha Reb Shimon ben Karcha olo? Does anybody know whether we pass like Reb Shimon ben Karcha? Amar le Reb Shimon ben Al-Yakim, Dein Yada. Shimon Yakim says, yeah, this guy knows. He knows. Dein Yada. Right? Talking, pointing to Reb Yossi, Rebbe Chanina. Amar le Me'izu. Tell me. Amar le Lisbechem Abereisha. Well, first give him smicha. Give him smicha first. Maybe that means to test him, to give him authority. Samche. He gave him smicha. And Amar le. Then he said, okay, Bini, Amar le Makesa Shamata. Nu, I gave you smicha. Now tell me. Amar le Kach Shamati. I heard that there's no real machlokas. Shemodir Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Rabbi Nasan. I heard that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha agrees to Rabbi Nasan. Right, Rabbi Nasan, who said that you could hear one today and then hear one tomorrow. Says the Gemara, Amar Lazeo Tzrachti. What, this is what I needed. I gave you smicha and I was all excited. And this is what you tell me. There's no machlokas. Hashta, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who says that they could see it on different, they could see different events. Holds like Rabbi Nasan, they could testify separately. That's pretty obvious. Hashdu ma ikur ria bahadi adadi arm shabbat karchalo beinon. Even the event doesn't have to be seen together. It could be different events. Hagadmi boy, what's saying it over? Of course they could say it separately. Of course, Rabbi Shabbat Karchal agrees to Rabbi Nasan. Amalei hob. So he didn't tell me anything. Amalei hob alita lo teired. But you know what? But since once I gave you, I'm not going to take away your smicha. Once I gave you the power, I gave you the power. Amar Rabbi Zera, Shma Mina, and there's a question here about what the Girsa is. We'll go with our Girsa first. Gavaraba, a great person, Kivan de Samech Samech. Once a great person gives smicha, he gives smicha. And therefore, you can't take it back. Our Girsa, the focus is on the Somech. If you look on the side, they quote the Girsa that the Marshal said, Kivan de Istamech Samech. Once smicha was given, it's given. You focus not on the giver, but on the receiver. What's the problem? The problem is there's a Rambam. The question is what gears did the Rambam had. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dalid, Halacha Tezvav, has a very sharp formulation. The Rambam says, Mi she'eno ra'ui ladun, mipnei she'eni yodea. Somebody who's not right to judge because he just doesn't know. Oh, mipnei she'eino hagun. Well, he didn't act properly. She'avar rosh galus v'natzon lo rishus. Oh, she'ta'u bezdin v'natzon lo rishus. Bezdin made a mistake. Bezdin made a mistake. They gave him rishus. Ein ha'rishus mo'elas lo klum. Ache roi. It's meaningless. The rishus they gave is meaningless. Why? The Rambam is lashon. She'hamaktish balmum la'mizbeach ein kedusha chala alav. Wow. If somebody is maktish a balmum, it's not kadosh. What if I maktish a horse? Right, I could give it on the mizbeach? No, it's meaningless what I said. If I maktish a balmum, it's not kadosh. That's the Rambam's mashal for giving smicha to someone who is not worthy. So the shaila is, did the Rambam get that from our Gemara? Right, and is our Gemara the source or like the exception? Like the Rambam read our Gemara, well, that was Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan keeping the Samech Samech, unlike everyone else. Or does the Maskana have something else? So either way, that's what the Rambam says. The Gemara here talks about it. It's also related. The Poskim talk about it in Hilchas Tefillah about a chazan. When can a chazan be removed? Right, when can a chazan? When can a rabbi be removed? Right, all different positions of authority are discussed. But the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tefillah talks about this by a chazan. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein mesalkin chazan me'umanuso ela im kein nipsa bo psul." You can't remove a chazan unless you find a psul in the chazan. Mishnah Berura be'edim va'az in makabel noso ashiyasha b'shuv shleima b'li armo mirma avo b'shuvam ba'alma shleima d'chamelu lo mahani. He's got to really do tshuva, but you don't remove a chazan unless you find a psul. Rama ve'ein mesalkin noso mishum reading ba'alma, and not just rumors. And then he talks about a shochet, all different positions, but this Gemara also relates to that idea. We pass like Rav Shimon ben Karcha, again, Rav Shimon ben Karcha, that this testimony about a chiyuv, even if it's about different events, that's acceptable. By karko or metaltalin, it is acceptable, right? By karko, somebody says he admitted to me that this karko was his, and the other guy says, yeah, he also admitted to me by karko or by metaltalin. Metaltalin could mean halva, right? Two different halvas. Ula amar alach Rav Shimon karko, but karko is halva by metaltalin. By karko, it could work because it's about this piece of land, but not by metaltalin. Two different loans are not going to work. Amalei Abaya halacha mechal de pligi. What the halacha is like him? What did the rabbanan argue? V'yamar Rabbi Abba Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Modim Chachamim LeRabbi Yishua Ben Karcha BeEdus Karka. The rabbanan agree by Edus Karka. What again? What did Edus Karka mean? Edim say he. They each say he admitted to me at a different time about the same piece of land. The rabbanan agree to that. V'tani Rabbi Yidiber Avin BeNezikin De BeKarna in the Meseches Nezikin. You see on the side Pirish Mesechta De Nezikin Mishnah Chitzona Shayeshona Osa Karna. Karna had a brisa called Nezikin De BeKarna. In the brisa of Nezikin of Karna, Modim Chacham Le Rishua Ben Karcha. Chacham agreed to Rishua Ben Karcha that you could have this, you know, different eduyos. BeEdus Bachar. What is Edus Bachar? Edus that a certain mum came by itself. That's what Rashi says. Ube edus karka. This karka is yours. Ube edus chazaka. Or about chazkas gemolshanim. V'chein shebeben v'shebebas. Also testifying about a child, about gavlus. The Gemara will get back to that. But question mark. So you see there's no machlokas. So the Gemara says, gavar, gavar karamis. What, you're asking me two amoram on each other? Marasavar pligi, marasavar lo pligi. What's the big deal? It's two amoram arguing. They argue about whether the chachamim argue on Rabbi Yishua ben Karcha in this case. So it's a machlokas, period. My v'chein shev ben v'shev abas. What does that last line mean? The same thing applies about edus, about a ben and a bas, that they're combinable. Ilema echad omer achas begavav, echad omer achas bekresa. Is it that one testified about one hair on a certain part of the body, and one testified on another hair on a different part of the body, and they could combine? Hay chatzi ever v'chatzi edusu. That's nothing. For gavlus, we need shtei sairus. We need two hairs in the same area, and here it's in two different areas, and they only saw one hair. So ela echanomer shtayim begabav v'echanomer shtayim bekresa. Okay, that's what's combinable. One aid says each of the aidim say they saw two syros, but it was in two different spots. But that's the case that the chacham agreed to Shulman Karcha that it would be acceptable. Period. Amar Rav Yosef, ana aminam shaydu ula alacha kashem karcha bein bekarkos bein b'mtaltalin. Rav Yosef said, I say in the name of ula la alacha zayim shem karcha even by metaltalin. V'rabbanan dasi mimechusa amri amar Rabbi Zera mishmei derav bekarkos in avalo b'mtaltalin. Rav says only by karka would we accept different testimonies, put it together, but not by metaltalin. And Rav letaimei, this would be Rav l'shitaso, going according to his reasoning. Where da marav hoda achar hoda hoda achar olva mitzarfi. Rav says hoda achar hoda, meaning one eight says Reuven admitted on Sunday, the other eight said Reuven admitted on Tuesday. That could combine. Why? They could be talking about the same obligation. Or hoda achar olva. There's a loan on Sunday and there's a hoda on Tuesday. Could be talking about the same obligation. Rav says they could be mitzaref. Halva achar halva. Halva achar oda. Lo mitzarfi. Rav holds that they cannot be mitzaref to each other, because Rav holds it has to be at least possibly the same event, the same obligation. If it's two obligations, it's not going to work. Period. Ashkechei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, Amar le'maishna halva achar halva delo. Why do we say that if one aide says Reuven borrowed money on Sunday, the other aide says Reuven borrowed money on Tuesday, that is not combinable according to Rav? Why? D'manit ha'kachazi hai, lo kachazi hai. Each one sees a different loan. Hoda achar hoda nami. What about two hodas? Amanat ha'kamoda kami hai, lo modi kami hai. Maybe he's admitting to two different obligations. Answer: Da Amar Le Lahay Basra Bahaymana Da Odi Le Kamach Odi Le Nami Kami Ploni. Because the guy says, I admitted this obligation I'm saying today, it's the same one I said yesterday. Same obligation. So Mar says, but wait a minute. So the second aide knows that. Akati Basra Yada Kama Lo Yada. The first one doesn't know that. Yes, the Hader Azil Amar Le Lakami goes back to the first aide. Haymana Da Odi Le Kamach Odi Le Nami Kami Ploni. So they both. Went back, so by the time the Eidim know, they know that both Hodas are about the same obligation. Armalai, he answers him, Tanuach Daitecha, Shiznachta is Daiti. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now you put my mind at rest. Now I understand everything. Says the Gemara, Armalai, my Nichusa, what kind of, I don't know why that's such a good answer. The Rabbi Vitema Rav Shesha, Shoda Beinarga. Right, Rabbi Rav Shesha literally threw an axe in it. Meaning, they came up with a big problem. Lav Hainu Hoda Achar Halva. Isn't Hoda Achar Halva the same thing as Hoda Achar Halva? So it's all about the same obligation. Then what's the chiddush of Hoda Achar Hoda and Hoda Achar Halva? It's the same case. Amar Lei. So, you gave a great answer and then you asked the kasha on it. Hainu Tisham Yuli Aleichu. I heard about you. There are Misu Dikli. You plant trees, then you tear down the tree. It's a kifulu, and then you try to build it up again. You answered the kasha, then you would bring you brought up the kasha again. Right, so therefore, I heard this about you. This is what you do. Finishing up, Nahardo Ayamri, we paskin bein hoda achar hoda, bein hoda achar alva, bein alva achar alva, bein alva achar hoda. Mitztarfos. Nahardo I say it's all mitztarif, meaning it does not have to be the same event. It just has to be an obligation. Keman Kribishua ben Karcha. Nahardo I says we pass like Yeshua ben Karcha across the board, and therefore, all these cases, they would be able to combine. Okay, we'll have to stop by Amar of Yehuda. And Hashem, we will continue with the last daf of the third parak next time.